that did all these terrible things. Well, so be it. We've done things that are wrong. My God, if you were a black in America, I suppose an intelligent black is bound to be a bonjour. Mexican, the other depressed classes, the poor, etc. And yet, of course, the other thing we have to have in mind is that there is no perfect person. And that's a theory that I cannot accept, that you can create heaven on earth. It's never going to be that way. It never was, never will be. Some religions teach you they're wrong. There are always going to be poor people. There are always going to be criminals. There are always going to be some that are going to be ahead of others, and nothing can change it. And those systems in which, like the totalitarian systems, where they say, well, we have no poor people and we have no classes, there's the greatest class stratification there is in the world. I mean, the elite class in the communist countries, as you know, has less contact with the non-elite class than we have in this country. I mean, an American politician who can walk into a factory, he walks down his fence and he talks to the guy in the open shirt, the kid, you know, or the black kid, or the young kid, or the poor kid, or the rich kid, and so forth. It's all the same. Not the communists. It's a very different thing. They're frightened of their people. They live apart from them. And that's the only way that they can keep the system turned around. Well, of course, we've all heard this before. But, and that is another thing which some of these people ought to be proud of, shouldn't they? That we have such a system in which our political leaders can lead, and they shouldn't be, of course, just part of the mob, or otherwise they cannot lead, but they must be able to communicate, to be available to them, so far. I think though that your own rate poll, if you take the measures of your occurrences and the people that have responded and so forth, is accurate. That if we can get before an audience which is large enough, that a majority of the people are going to respond positively to an update statement about the country and its aims and so forth and so on. They don't want to be ashamed of this country. They don't think it's an ugly country. And they want to be told. Now the press out here, of course, they need to hear that said, because they're problem oriented too. I mean, they got to say, oh my God, I'm crying. I mean, now that's brutal. Gee whiz, I mean, they can say nothing today. You know, have a beer.
Some of the members of the press, in order to prove that this is a problem-oriented society, would literally destroy their medium in order to prove it.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
That's
right. Sure.
Well, you know, you're touching another thing. I don't want to belabor this Max Salvadori because I must go up to Northampton and meet him.
Yeah.
He was talking about the Russians. The trouble people, now, he says there's not enough knowledge of history in our society, not enough knowledge of economics. Big boys. They said countries who get into a dilemma like the United States might be now. I want to change their institutions. We'll find like the Russians. They've changed it and they're repeating history. They're repeating things they've done before.
Yeah.
Well, I want to meet him and I want to get him on the pages of the book because there's a positive thinker.
I got to find out where Julie
Penny is.
I want to find out where my daughter Julie Penny is. I don't think she's mentioned here. Too bad if she did.
Well, Hans Cohen was the top pro there, a lot of damage, and that yeah. Kind of my wife did,
of course.
And Dave McMahon's number two. I think he's replaced Hans Cohen as the number one star. But I'll get further book on him. Well, Mr. President, I will contend to spy myself and to around this country and try to say very positive things. If I can do anything under the sun, see to it that you're re-elected.
copies of the president's
document? Well, I was looking for a book club.
Sending it up to you.
I called, I think, your office to get that one. I heard that one or two talks might have had it, a July talk and another talk you had given.
Can't just
sort of send it back.
That's the trouble. We always send it back. And of course, I was going to read.
That's all right. We've got a bunch to find something.
You know, there's not more important than the clothes. There's something that looks. Well, looking at the political scene today, essentially, and this is not said because of partisan reasons or personal reasons, but I think the mistake by virtually all of the Democratic contenders is that they're falling into this trap, and it really is a trap, of figuring, well, the way you get out of the incumbent is to find, is to say everything's going to hell in a half. Now, they go so far in that that they make the country look bad. So they attack our, basically our, our economy and everything else. The economic thing, of course, is the economic issue that's currently attracting most of the attention of the media and naturally of the opinion makers. And the reason is that they see the foreign policy issue potentially being pulled off the cliff, which is very well not happening. I can't guarantee it, but it's they're practically up the wall because of the Chinese initiative and because the Vietnam War is now all their contagious and it's coming to an end, and they know damn well more is going on than in the papers. I can assure you there is. But nevertheless, they see all that, and they see also the very cool campus getting a little better in law and order issues and so forth and so on. So they look at the economy's data, so the economy's in all the shape. So it is, and it's problems. It's a problem of inflation, it's a problem of unemployment. We know that those are very increased. It's rather interesting to note that. Unemployment average 6%. None of the networks we have paid any attention to it. None of the politicians. Huh? Depends on who's in. So now it's 5.8 and it's too high. It's got to get below 5. It'll come. But the thing about the economy is really that the feeling of the country has a great effect. As you know, on the plus side of the economy, what is good about it at the present time, the main thing is good, is the whole area of what consumers are doing, not what they're saying. They talk bearishly, but they're acting rather bullish in terms of retail sales, in terms of housing, in terms of those things. still there. That's when we came into office in January, and I'm planning on 4.3. But I said the casualties were 350 a week, man, and now they're 15. I said it wouldn't be worth it. Well, now that's what we're really aiming at now, and what we trust we will have to point to by next year at this time, to be able to rough sled it before we get there. If the economy does move as we think it may, and with a little jog here and there, and by us, if it does move on an upward track, if we take up this slack as we move from the war to peace, if the inventories that are low now begin to be rebuilt and the companies then have to go out and buy the new plant equipment that are necessary, it will mean that the United States will be looking toward something that we really haven't had since World War II, and that is a period of high employment, relatively full capacity, or full employment, call it what you will, if you all know oil, full employment always means some unemployment, but had it not based on war. Now, that's quite a goal, but it can be an enormously effective issue once we use it. Now, right now, you'll find your friends, if you go around the country, and they'll say, well, administration's done all right on foreign policy, but why in the hell don't they do something about the unions? Why don't we do something about the economy and so forth and so on? And my answer is that don't assume that we won't do something. But also, I would say to some of our rather timid business friends, they need to have a little bit more faith in the strength of this economy. It's damn strong. In my view, I don't know what
it's a very important thing. You know, businessmen sometimes are susceptible to a word of mouth. Yeah. Business is bad. Well, mine is bad. If you say it's bad, I better be careful.
Exactly.
And I see this thing.
We have calls all over the country tell us the same thing. We ask you, how's it been? So pretty good. But Jesus, everybody said it's terrible.
So I'm going to pull back.
Our market's bad. Or something like that. I didn't like the market there. Maybe the dollar is going to hell. So, and of course, part of this is, again, the enormous effect of media. I come back to that. 61, 62, 63, unemployment hanging at 6.7 and 61, 5.8 and 62, 5.7, 5.5 and 62, 5.7 and 62, average 6%. But you didn't hear NBC, ABC, CBS, the papers and so forth, banging it all the time. You see, so nobody wants to get it at.
I'll tell you what I did here. It was the most reluctant. CBS, it's just too bad, it's sad. When the 5.8, is that the unemployment?
Yeah.
It was almost a sense of disappointment on the part of the reporters that had zoomed up to 6.
Yeah, because they said it was going to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was almost a disbelieving report.
Well, we're not actually, let me say, I think we're taking anything for granted on the economy. We're going to do some things. But I really have a basic faith in it. You know, it really gets back to the country again. There's just, you just go out across this country and there's an enormous amount of buying power and a lot of stuff moving along. And really, the lack of confidence is in the leader class. And I think the people you speak to, not your pages, but there you're reaching, you've got the hard hat, you're reaching this so-called ignorant thought, so-called, I mean, but don't, in my view, quite. is, we're meeting because we both have bigger fish to fry. It's just cold turkey. Now, the sophisticates see that, but you should see that some of the stuff that, yeah. But let me say, I agree that you should challenge the leader. Roach is a gutsy, gutsy guy. He's not, much charisma like that, but he stands there with a certain solidity. But believe me, the leader class ought to stand up and they ought to give character to society. They should, they're the ones that should be talking about principle. They're the ones that should be attacking permissiveness. They're the ones that should be saying America can't settle down to a position of being sacked. You know, that's another thing that to me is very disturbing. You know, you find so many people out of the college universities and my graduates and so forth say, but what does it matter? It's jingoistic to talk about, number one. What does it matter whether the Russia is first in everything, first in defense, first in space? What does it matter whether or not we, for example, no longer the major steel producer that the Japanese are going to pass us in 2 years? What are we going to be first in, toilet paper?
Ken Crawford's got an awfully good column in the Post today on that.
Yes.
Long column on the whole, but
if you can tell your audiences, believe me, are the most important audiences. I often told people, and they say, well, the important thing is to speak to people and tell them, that's my job, I have to do that because we got to have a majority eventually. But the most important audience to be hit now is the audience of your rifle shot, businessmen. The professional people that join with them, the others, they